Okay, we would like to request the next group to set up so that we can continue our discussion. Ano ba tayo? Genesis, ano na tayo? Tapos na ba tayo sa Genesis 4? Oh, can we have another group? Genesis chapter 4 and 5? Pag hindi tayo nag-interact, sayang. Okay, you were given already the handout. So I just like to share with you something to highlight what Haddon Robinson is asking. In page 2, application of the exegetical, Christ-centered, homiletical approach to Genesis chapter 3. So my title will be The Tragic Fall of Mankind to Temptation. So you will have to define ano ba ang focus mo, yung fall o yung temptation. So I decided to focus dun sa temptation. So yung first part ko ay the temptation to alienate man from his maker. And then what I did was to highlight the instruments of temptations used to alienate man from his maker. The serpent, si David, si Judas, si Peter. So what I'm saying is, you know, the Satan can use anybody, including man after God's own heart, including the leader of the apostles during the time of Jesus. And then B is to expose the scheme of temptation, the scheme to arouse curiosity, the scheme to entice us to engage, the scheme which is cruelly deceptive, and the scheme involves an accomplice. And then third, the responsibility for falling into temptation still belongs primarily to Adam. Yes, the serpent will be punished, Eve will be punished, but ultimately, it was Adam. Why? The mandate was given to Adam. And then, what I will do is, since I have discussed already the temptation, I will move to the tragedies resulting from that temptation. So what are they? So I enumerated the consequences: personal dysfunction, relational breakdown. Well, if I will be speaking to LGBT group, I will highlight the personal dysfunction. So, kasi ang conclusion nila ng LGBT people is, I'm like this because God designed me to be like this. Pagka ganun, hindi mo matutumba yun eh. But if you say, no, God did not design you to be like that, it's a consequence of what happened. Anong nangyari? Oh, then you can explain Genesis 3, 1 to 6. And then the relational breakdowns, then the conflict between mankind and Satan, and the hardships eventually ending in death. And then pupunta ako doon sa third part, the good news for mankind who got alienated from his maker. So God invites man to confess his sin. Paso, wala naman yun doon ha. Nandun eh. Yung sabi ni God, Adam, where are you? Where are you? In fact, that's the same question asked of Cain. Where are you? Where is Abel, your brother? Hindi naman invitation to confession eh. No, it's an invitation to confess in the context of the Old Testament. Isaiah 1:18, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Why? Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. So we need to understand the lingo of the scriptures to know what that statement meant. Hindi lang yung question. Kasi lalabas pa doon, may hindi alam si God eh. Pag si Eli Soriano nag-explain ng text na yon, sabi ni Eli Soriano, di mo, mayroong hindi alam si God. Okay? Tapos, God promises man victory against Satan. So, promise yan, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, you shall bruise him on the heel. Ano sabi ng bruise you on the head? Victory. Because when you defeat an enemy, gagawin mo sa kanila, palilinyahin mo sila. Yan, linya. Na, susubsub mo yung mukha nila sa dust. So they will eat dust. and then the conqueror will step on them on their heads. So yung mukha nila nakungudngud doon sa dust. So yun yung eating the dust. So it's a complete victory. And that was accomplished on the cross. Yeah. Number three, na nakita nyo, God covers man's nakedness. Yan. Man's, okay. Alam nyo, sa akin, ito yung powerful ano eh, more than Genesis 3:15. Kasi sabi ng ibang scholars, sometimes we are reading too much from the scriptures. Okay, kung ayaw mo ng 3:15, edi doon ako sa Genesis 3, when God covers nakedness. How did God cover the nakedness? May pinatay siyang hayop, may ginawa niyang damit, at kinover. Okay. Yan ang Old Testament. Sa New Testament, paano? Paano kinover ni Christ yung ating nakedness and shame? Alam niyo, hindi natin kasi ma-imagine dahil yung ating mga classical painters misrepresent si Christ eh, sa picture ng crucifixion. Mistake number one, yung cross ang taas-taas. Pag ang taas-taas ng cross, it does not make sense for the Romans. Kasi gusto ng Romans, pagka natalo ka, criminal ka, ililinya ka sa kalye. At yung linya mo sa kalye, kailangan mababa, enough to see eye to eye kung ano yung suffering ng crucified na criminal. Pangalawa, yung crucified criminal naked. How many representations of Christ have you seen na naked siya sa Pilipinas? Wala. Bakit? Shame culture tayo eh. Pero that's exactly the point of the gospel. Na Christ covers our nakedness by being naked himself on the cross. Alam nyo, when I went to Louvre Museum sa France, talaga naghanap ako. Tinitingnan ko yung mga painting. Alam nyo, nakakita ako ng isa. Christ was naked. Alam nyo, iba ang power nyo. Iba ang power. So, hindi lang yung taking upon yourself the curse. Sa ating kultura, taking upon the shame. Lakas. Na? Can you imagine somebody? So, I think Christ is lifted up. Siguro maybe mga 1 foot lang. Mga 1 foot. So, kung medyo mataas ka, eye to eye kayo ni Christ. Kung medyo mababa ka, medyo nakaganong ka lang, kita mo siya. So, yung identification, malakas. And he was brought down na. Bakit? Pag ba nakapako siya ng ganong kataas, di binaba mo siya, he brought down din. And then, God expelled man from the garden. Ito, nakuha nung reporter to eh. The expulsion, yes, was a chastisement, but it was basically a protection. Kasi what will prevent Adam and Eve to take from the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil and be forever alienated from God? But when God expelled him, he will send his son, Luke 19:10, the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. So every time God expelled his people, ito ang powerful. Every time God expelled his people, he goes with them. When Jerusalem was destroyed in 586 BC, it was not only the palaces and the city destroyed. The temple built by Solomon, where God was present, was destroyed. Sasabi nila, sana si God. And then Ezekiel, who was a priest, walang temple eh. So he cannot be a priest anymore. So ano siya? Prophet. To his surprise, he saw the glory of God by the river Kebar. And he described the glory of God in chapter 1 of his book. So the glory of God in Jerusalem, in the temple, moved out on the eastern direction and then disappeared. And one day it will come again from the eastern direction. tanong, dumating na ba yon? Oo naman. Oo naman. In Matthew chapter 2, wise men from the east came. Bakit? They saw star. What's the next description? From the east. You know, Ezekiel yun eh. Ezekiel yun. The glory of God that has left the eastern part of the temple will be returning to the east, from the east. Si Jesus yun eh. Hindi yung si Felix Manalo. Okay? So, the expulsion resulted to protect and seek Him. So, ang conclusion natin, sabi natin, kaya natin gospel-centered, we have received, kasi ang topic, alienation, temptation to be alienated. So, ang ending natin is reconciliation, and then may application tayo. So, ang ending ko dito, sino dito ang feeling nila malayo sila sa Diyos? Today, lumalapit sa iyo ang Diyos sa pamamagitan ni Kristo. Gusto ba mag-intimate sa Diyos? Sabi ni Jesus, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him, eat with him, and he with me." Sino gusto makaranas ito ngayon? Kasi madalas, kaya tayo hindi makalapit sa Diyos, tayo nagpupumilit eh. Nakapapagod tayo. Kasi ang dami nating ginawang religious rites para malayo pa rin si God. Pero ngayon iba, si Jesus ang lumalapit sa iyo. Si Jesus ang kumakatok sa puso mo. Ang tanong lang, pagbubuksan mo ba siya? Yun ang kaibahan ng Christ-centered sa moralistic sermon. Kasi ang moralistic sermon, may 1, 2, 3 tayo eh. Para maligtas ka, kailangan 1, 2, 3. Sa'yo nakadepende. Yan gospel, kay Christ nakadepende. Kumakatok siya. Tumatawag siya. Ngayon, pagbubuksan mo ba siya? So pag pinagbuksan mo siya, makakaroon ka ng foretaste of what it was when Adam and Eve still talks to God and interacts with God in paradise. You will have a foretaste of that. And when He returns, you will have a perfect experience of that. Okay? Sige. Ano, yung next group, hindi pa ba tapos? Genesis, ano tayo? 4 and 5. Ha? Isa lang ang gumawa. O, sige. Totoo yan, ha? Isa lang ang gumawa, ha? O, let's go to 4. Sa chapter 4, sa chapter 4, I highlighted the tragedies. The tragedies. Pero katulad nung isang group na nag-report, I highlighted the grace of God amidst the tragedies. So, in-enumerate ko yung mga tragedies sa Genesis chapter 4 to 5. The tragedy of unacceptable worship. The tragedy of violence. The tragedy of unrepentant heart. The tragedy of increasing sinfulness. At yung pinakahuli, the tragedy of death. Mahirap i-sermon yan sa isang sermon. Ang haba eh. No? Pagkatapos ng tragedy, bakit nawala, may nawala ata isang page. Parang itong kopya ko nawala ng isang page. Ano yung pangalawa? The tragedy. Tapos, so, yung Roman numeral number 2, grace yun, grace. So, okay. Narito ako, meron dalawang chapters ng Bible na napakalakas. Pero paano ko isi-sermon to ng 30 minutes? Eh, 10 generations. No? 10 generations. So kung isesermon natin to, pipili lang tayo ng representative generation. So mamimili ka, sinong i-highlight mo, si Lamech, Cain, or si Seth, yung generation ni Seth, the appointed generation. Kung si Seth ang i-highlight mo, ang suggestion ko, simulan mo yung sermon mo in act in Genesis 4:25 hanggang Genesis 5:22. So in the generation of death, ang tawag diyan generation of death, obituary. Obituary section in the Bible. And he died, and he died, and he died, and he died. Merong tatlong highlights eh. Number one, yung 4:25 to 26, anong positive na nangyari dyan? Men began to call upon the Lord. So in the midst of tragedies, men began to call, a certain group of men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Yun ang point one mo. Tapos point two mo, in the midst of tragedies, there was a man who walked with the Lord. Sino yun? Si Enoch. Pangatlo, in the midst of tragedies, at nangaubos na nga lahat. Naubos na lahat. In the midst of tragedies, in chapter 5, verse 13 to verse 22, someone will be a source of comfort to the world. Kasi yung pangalan niya, sabihin comfort, rest. Noah. Noah. Dito rin galing yung word na Kapper Nahum. Kapper means village or town. Nahum means comfort. Same ang root word ng Nahum saka ng Noah. Okay? So, in Capernaum is a representative city of Galilee, and Galilee is a place of gloom, darkness, mourning, and death. Jesus was not a man from Jerusalem. Jesus was a man of Galilee. But where in Galilee? Nazareth? No, he will be thrown to death in Nazareth. His headquarters was Capernaum, the village of comfort. Bakit naman nagkaroon ng village of comfort? Kasi the source of comfort and peace has finally come. The one whom Noah was typifying, the one whom Noah was foreshadowing has come. And his name is Jesus. Kaya sabi niya, whoever among you is heavily laden, tired, worn out because of religion, come with me, walk with me, and you will find rest for your soul. The rest in the Old Testament is associated with the way. Anong paboritong verse ng ano, ng dating daan? Alam nyo ba yon? Jeremiah? Punta tayo doon. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Jeremiah 16. Okay. Jeremiah 6:16. Thus says the Lord, stand by the ways, plural. Stand by the ways, see and ask for the ancient paths. At we know may ministry ang tawag, ancient paths. Sa Tagalog, dating daan. Pero si Eli Soriano, dahil hindi naman siya theologically trained, singular ang kanya, dating daan. Pero sa original, plural eh. Stand by the ways and see and ask for the ancient path. And among the ancient paths, ano sabi? Where the good way is. And if you discover the good way among the ancient paths, walk in it, and you will find you will find rest for your. Yan ang context ng Matthew 11:28. Come to me all who are weary, heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, my yoke is easy, my burden is light, and you will find rest for. Oh, Jeremiah 6:16. Okay? So in the midst of tragedies, in the midst of tragedies, even in the line of God's people. Kasi line of God's people in Genesis 5. Where there is death. You know, three characteristics stand up. Number one, calling upon the name of the Lord. Number two, walking with the Lord. And number three, experiencing and sharing comfort to those who need comfort. Have you experienced these three characteristics of grace in Genesis 5? Hindi mabigat. Hindi mabigat ang gospel pag maganda yung pasok natin. Okay? So now we will move to Genesis chapter 6 to 9. Pwedeng may we ask the first group to please come and share with us your discovery. Genesis 6 to 9.
Okay, good afternoon. We'll be talking about Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. We are group 3. And as we all know, this is really an account of the earth growing in numbers and growing rapidly. And with that, of course, there was also an increase when it comes to the wickedness of men. And when the Lord saw that, of course, he needed to put punishment on it. And yet, there was one person whom he saw, there was one person, Noah, that he found favor in the eyes of the Lord. So we're starting off with our opening, which is an outline that God in his holiness, because we all know that God is holy, saw a world of people who were inwardly corrupt. They were outwardly violent and upwardly rebellious. And because of that, and this is the theme, God must punish sins as it is in his nature, but he honors faith expressed in obedience. And this is Noah really expressing in obedience, despite that he didn't really understand why he needed to build an ark, and it took him even 100 years. But he was faithful, and he stepped out in faith and obeyed the Lord. And in return, God responded to that by rewarding him with his covenant promise. There are 4 points that we have for this particular passage. The first one is a warning. Is a warning about the flood. Okay, it's a warning about the flood. Oh, there we go. It's a warning about the flood. And this is from Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 to 7. Medyo mahaba lang yung verse, but this is our scriptural reference. We also have this is the Old Testament verse, and we have a scriptural reference as well from the New Testament. This is from Matthew chapter 24, 37 to 38, and also there's one from Luke chapter 17 to 26 to 27. Okay, so medyo similar yung Luke and Matthew. And that's the first point, is warning about the flood. The second point is the punishment. So warning, because this is all really talking about the flood. So we started off with a warning about the flood. The second one is a punishment about the flood. And these are our scriptural references. We've got Genesis, and we also have, once again, Matthew and Luke. So Matthew chapter 24, verse 39, and Luke chapter 17, verse 27. Our third point is, of course, there was a warning, there's a punishment, and there is salvation, okay, in the midst of the flood. Scriptural references is Genesis, but this time we have a reference from the New Testament. This is from 1 Peter. This is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 to 22. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that it might bring us to God. So this is salvation now talking about amidst the flood. And the last one is the covenant. This is the covenant of God, okay, made after the flood, from Genesis chapter 8, verses 22, 9, and 28. And then we also have Hebrews 11, 7. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world, and became an heir of the righteous that comes by faith. So that's the last point, which is the covenant of God to man made after the flood. And in closing, you have this one point, in the midst of God's judgment, really stands his mercy. Okay, and this is our scripture reference to this one is John chapter 3, verse 17, and it says there, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. And that's our presentation. Thank you. And we'd like to say we're so privileged to have with us our newly ordained bishop in our group. Thank you.
Okay. So how can we improve this and translate this to a homiletical outline? So kasi pag ginamit natin yung word na flood, medyo, 4,000 years ago. Pero kailangan, medyo mauga natin yung mga tao. So siguro ang suggestion ko, let's, instead of using the flood, let's bring in judgment. So ano yung first point natin? The warning about judgment. Pangalawa, the punishment in light of judgment. Pangatlo, salvation from judgment. And number four, the covenant after judgment. Ngayon, kung judgment ang gagamitin natin, you can use John 3:16, maganda yung suggestion nila, John 3:17. Pero ako, gagamit ako ng word na nandun yung word of judgment. Ano halimbawa yun? John 5:25. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come to judgment, but has passed from death to life. So, sino dito yung may takot pa sa judgment? If you want to be spared from, to pass over from judgment, like in the case of the flood, where God provided an ark. For us, God provided a better ark. His name is Jesus. Okay ba? Okay tayo dyan. Sige, let's go to the second group. Thank you for the outline, ha? Second group. How are you?
Okay. So yung theme po namin, basing on Genesis chapter 6 to 9, yung theme, a foreshadowing of God's redemptive work for mankind, fulfilled through His Son. So if you would look at the Old Testament, the progressive work, di ba, yung paulit, it's actually a cycle. No, the outline, dalawa lang po yung ginawa namin yung division. So man's sin, which is the very reason for the flood, tapos yung sub niya would be man's wickedness. Actually, yung wickedness po, it's nakaano siya sa relationships. No, yung mga ginagawa ng sin towards relationships. And then God's righteousness, chapter 6, the ark and the flood. And then yung second naman po is God's grace, which is the redemption from the flood. So God remembers Noah, God's covenant with Noah, and then yung commitment sa atin lahat, di ba, yung rainbow. And then yung conclusion, God is righteous and He will never tolerate sin. He sent a flood in response to man's sin and provided an ark to show His grace. His commitment to stand by His covenant was affirmed through His Son when He was sent to earth and died for our sins that we might be saved forever from His judgment. So if we were to preach this this Sunday, ito po yung ano namin. Yan, story. No? So if we were to preach, no? So yung S po namin would be our recent event kasi kakatapos lang po ng Victory Weekend namin. Part of the Victory Weekend is water baptism, which is somehow a reference to the flood. And then yung tension namin would be the failure to wash, no? Or clean a dirt or stain in your shirt or maybe in your body. And then yung, ano yung O natin? Observation. Yung observation po is you refer to the outline na lang, yung dalawang points. And then yung R namin, yung revelation, Jesus completed God's work by becoming the Ark of Redemption. And then yung Y namin, yung U, redemption by grace through faith. Ayan po. Salamat po.
Okay po. So yung theme nila, a foreshadowing of God's redemptive work for mankind fulfilled through Christ. Hindi ko muna ipapasok si Christ, no? Yung sa ending ko siya papasok. So ang big word ng group na yon, redemption. So kung i-develop ko yung redemption at ipapasok ko si Christ pagkatapos, maganda, very natural do sa outline. So yung una ko, yung man's sin, reason for the flood, ang gagawin ko dito, the need for redemption. Kasi may problema eh. The need. Tapos tong part na to, the provision of redemption. Tapos, tong part na to, the experience of redemption. Or the blessing of redemption. And then you can use that word, this process you can experience in Christ. Okay, Bayan? Okay. Sige, thank you. Meron pang another group, Genesis 6 to 9.
Alright. Yung group namin, we just wrote it on a piece of paper, wala kaming computer. So, but yung observation namin, there are many different things actually that you can see. No? Ang daming pronouncement and promises in the entire chapter 6 to 9. No? But we want to make it easier lang. So we thought of, maybe the theme is faith in the Word of God that leads to obedience and salvation. So that will be our main theme. So we will track on the faith. So number, yung point number one namin will be, you know, his faith to, faith in God's word, you know, by obeying, by building the ark, and then in that also, including yung pati yung animals and everything. So all that, and then number two part is the salvation, you know, just experiencing the salvation by faith because he didn't know what will happen. And yet he trusted God, you know, that God will obey him, will save him. And then yung ending namin is the same with them. It's like Hebrews chapter 11, because what we noticed that really it was by faith. You know, when Noah built the ark, when Noah, he was warned, so in all that. So yun yung magiging ano namin. And then one additional Christocentric could also be 2 Corinthians 5:17, all things new. You know, so it involves faith. So that's where we are.
So yung kanilang sermon, ibang slant, medyo dun sa perspective ni Noah. Not so much of the flood per se, yung flood nila, context lang. Pero i-emphasize nila yung response ni Noah dun sa revelation ng Panginoon. Dahil na kay Noah tayo, can you turn with me to your handout? And I'll give you a theological tension. Yung next group, yung Genesis 10, paki-set up na para habang... Okay, verse 15. Page 15. There is a passage in Genesis 6, verse 18. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. So ang question natin, is redemption by works or by grace? Was Noah saved because he found favor with God? Kinasihan siya ng Diyos. Natuwa sa kanya ang Diyos. Or, kaya siya na-saved, kinasihan siya, binigyan siya ng biyayaan ng Diyos. Yung word na favor, by the way, yan ang counterpart natin sa word na grace. Eh. So, ano man ang sagot nyo doon, may kakampi kayo. So kung ang understanding nyo doon sa verse 8, he found favor because he was righteous, yan ang mga kakampi nyo na translation. Contemporary English Bible, Common English Bible, Contemporary English Version, GW, GNT. Pero kung he was saved by grace, yan naman ang mga kakampi nyo. No? So ang tanong sa ating lahat, bakit niligtas ng Diyos si Noah? Why of all the people in the world, siya lang? Si Noah may kapatid. Si Noah may tatay. Si Noah may uncle. Lahat yun nagperi sa flood eh. Kailangan imagine natin yung storya. May uncle siya, may mga pinsan siya. Bakit siya ang naligtas? Dahil ba sa righteous siya? Dahil ba he walk with God? So ang kakampi mo, yan, first line ng mga translation. Or, biniyayaan siya ng Diyos and he responded to the grace of God. Yan ang ambivalence dun sa dun sa translation. So the translation give room for those two options. At hindi lang dyan, pati sa Genesis 1, verse 1. Sabi sa Genesis 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Pero yung unang phrase sa Greek, sa Hebrew word, kung in the beginning, dapat yun, bareshit. So, in the beginning. Kaya lang, hindi bareshit, be. So, pag bereshit, when in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth became formless, void. So, may pre-existing world, tapos yung pre-existing world, something happened. Sabi ng iba, yun yung fall ni Satan. And then it became void, empty, dark. So yan ang mga tension ng mga scholars na hindi naman problema kasi hindi naman tayo katulad nila. Yun na preoccupation nila eh. Hanapin yung mga isa-isang kudlit. Pero ang gusto ko lang i-emphasize sa inyo, may mga ganung discussion. No? So, huwag mong itataya doon yung theology mo sa isang verse na medyo may two possible interpretation. Kasi pag doon mo tinaya, eh, may nakabasa ng konti at marunong ng konti ng Hebrew, lagot ka. So kailangan titingnan mo yung buong istorya. Okay. Si Abraham ba, nung tinawag ng Diyos, tinawag ba siya ng Diyos dahil righteous siya? Dahil he was walking with God? O hindi naman. Tinawag siya ng Diyos eh. No? So yung pagtawag sa iyo ng Diyos, pagtawag sa iyo ng Diyos, hindi dahil mayroong bagay sa iyo na karapat dapat. Pero yung pagkatawag sa iyo ng Diyos, pag nag-respond ka, yun ang magbabago. Example, in the New Testament, sabi ni Jesus sa mga fishermen, follow me and I will. So yung pagbabago mo, hindi dahil meron kang capacity to change. Kung hindi yung word, yung tawag ni God, ang nagbabago sa'yo. So ganun din kay Noah. No? Yung grace ni God, of all humanity, God manifested His grace to that person. Pero kung kampihan nyo yung isa, na Noah was saved because he was righteous, right mo yun eh. Okay? Hindi kita masisisi. Kaya lang, mas marami kang kakompetensya. Mas maraming translation. Ang translation na the other way around. That grace is the root of salvation, hindi works. Now, pagka na-experience mo na yung grace, parang Ephesians 2:10, for we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. Hindi because of good works. Kaya nga doon sa passage na yun, dalawang beses, Ephesians 2.5, Ephesians 2.8, si Paul, siya ang apostle ng grace, wala tayong magawa doon. By grace, you have been saved. Through faith, not because of works, lest any man should boast. So gusto ko lang i-highlight yung, habang nagsiset up yung isang group.
Lahat ng group namin, group 4, yung Genesis 10 to 11, medyo similar, so pinagsama na namin. Isa na lang yung, and then, present me. So, all in to. Okay. Ayat ko kasi masyadong malamig dito eh. Hindi, okay lang ako. Sa Monday, gagamitin ko yan. Okay, Genesis 10 to 11, the theme, this is very important. The theme that we made is the birth of nations. So again, if you read Genesis 10 and then Genesis 11, marami po tayo mababasa doon, panay names, panay genealogies, panay descendants, starting that God is about to start the birth of a nation. Hindi pa sila nation pero they're starting to be a nation. Outline, if we're going to preach this, looks like this: the birth of many nations, and the birth of, and then Genesis 11, 1 to 9 is the birth of many languages. That's the story in Tower of Babel. And then Genesis 11, verse 10 to 32 is the birth of the father of all nations. That's the descendants of Shem towards going to Abraham. So that's it. And then Christ-centered, in Matthew 1, verse 1, the birth of Jesus is the birth of the Savior of all nations. We can see in that book, this started in Matthew, started again the genealogy of Abraham and then towards to Jesus. In conclusion, in the end, when we look at Genesis 10 and 11, we thought that God's plan is to disperse or to scatter the nation. But again, in the end, God's plan is to bring back again all the nation, one nation, one language, one tribe, to worship Jesus Christ. So in conclusion, in the end, all nations and those who were born in Jesus will bow down to Him. Revelation 14, verse 6. So that's it.
Okay, so yung sermon nila tungkol sa birth. Yan. So, the birth of many nations, the birth of many languages. Ako siguro, gagawin ko dito, the birth of the special nation that will be a blessing to the nations. Yun lang. Yun lang ang dagdag. Kasi doon naman sa next page nila, hinighlight nila yung ano eh. Yung the birth of Jesus is the birth of the Savior of all nations. Na, kailang masyadong sabihin yung transition. So, kailangan mayroong medyo smooth. Sige. Thank you. Another group, please. Genesis 10 to 11. Thank you. Ha? Para ata nakakahalata na ako dito. Sige. Tal 10 minutes na lang eh. Can you turn with me dun sa ano handouts nyo? Sa page 19. So, dito, ang title ko, The Dispersal of Nations. Pero, if you will notice my main points, alam nyo na, papaltan ko yan eh. My title will be the worthwhile building project. Kasi ginamit ko yung word na building project. Bakit? So yung una na point ko, the human reasons for building the project. Okay, so yan yung first part. Second part ko, the divine reaction to the building project. And then the third, the divine plan for another building project. So anong context ito? So ako, pag magsasalita ako siguro sa mga young adults o sa isang emerging church at gusto mo sila magkaroon ng vision, maganda tong section na to. Bakit? Kasi nga, kung yung kanilang project, yung kanilang vision, eh, man-centered, man-based, co-collapse. Pero kung divine-inspired, eh, mananatili. Anong ibig sabihin ng vision in contrast to ambition? Yung ambition galing sa'yo. Yung vision galing kay Lord. Yun lang kaibahan nun eh. Pastor, saan mo makikita sa Bible yon? Yung word na vision sa Hebrew, kotse. Ito ang old word for prophet. Na ang translation natin sa mga Bible, seer, S-E-E-R. The one who sees. Kasi vision is technically a picture of a preferred future. Yan ang vision. So, kung galing sa'yo yun, hindi yun vision. Ambition yun. Pero kung galing kay Lord, vision yun. Kaya yung ating verse na palaging ginagamit-gamit ngayon sa leadership, na maganda, gamitin natin ng medyo tama, biblically. Sabi, without vision, people perish. Pero ang modern translation, kinorek na nila. Sabi nila, without revelation, people perish. NIV yan. Pero siguraduhin na natin na hindi makakamali, dagdagan na natin. Without divine revelation, people preoccupy themselves with mundane things that results to us all being tired and worn out. But when God reveals to you His plan, His will, it is good, acceptable, and perfect. Yung ending natin dito, let me quote Nancy Guthrie. Si Nancy Guthrie, sumulat siya ng devotional, parang Searching Christ in the Whole Old Testament. Tapos yung buong Old Testament, meron siyang 5 libro. Parang Seeking Christ in Genesis, Seeking Christ, ganyan. So actually, nung bago ako magsalita, magsimula ng Finding Jesus, I emailed her. So sabi ko sa kanya, Sister Nancy, I will be starting a series called Finding Jesus. So okay lang ba na gawin ko to? Don't worry, I will use and refer to your books. Tapos sabi ko, when I go to the US, can you connect me to one of your people doing your seminars? So when I was invited in Atlanta by the First Presbyterian Church of Georgia, meron dong babae na trained ni Nancy, at sabi niya, Pastor Nomer, pinapahanap ka ni Nancy. Itong ginagawa ko. So yung kanyang libro, Seeking Jesus in Genesis, 12 sessions. Sabi ko sa kanya, do you really finish in 12 sessions? Sabi niya, Pastor, hindi. Siguro mga 20 to 24. Yeah. Second, yung bang mga nag-a-attend sa Bible study, Christians or non-Christians? Sabi niya, mostly Christians, mga tao taga-church. Okay. So I was thankful kasi hindi ko siya maduduplicate eh. Dahil ang goal ko is finding Jesus in every book of the Bible and the audience are non-Christians. So na-liberate ako. So now I'm doing that series. So nakakalima na ako. So maganda yung vision mo ng what you will do, kinukonsulta mo din sa iba. Kasi yun ang, paano mo madidelineate na hindi galing lang sa'yo? Eh kaya nga tayo may mga leaders eh. To consult them, to confirm with them, at sila yung nagbibigay ng confirmation. Let me give you an example. There was a guy who has a vision. Kaya lang, unfortunately, eh dahil yung mga kasama niya, mga hindi sensitive kay God, so for 40 years, yung vision na yun, tumiklop. Nangaubos lahat ng kasama niya. Pero after 40 years, sabi niya kay Joshua, Joshua, give me that hill country. For Moses promised us that it will be ours. Siguro sabi ni Joshua, kaedad, kaya pa ba natin yan? Ano sabi niya? I'm still as strong today as I was 45 years ago. Hindi nawala yung vision eh. Hindi nawala yung desire. Kahit na maraming nangyari. Can you imagine nangamatay lahat? Para kang si Noah, nangamatay lahat yung kabarkada mo, namatay tatay mo, uncle mo, lahat. Kayong dalawa na lang ni Joshua natira sa generation na yun. Kayong dalawa lang. Literally. Out of 603,550 soldiers, dalawa lang natira. Tapos 85 pa sila. Ano pang iisipin mo pag 85 ka na? Anong itsura mo sa loob ng kabaong? Pero this guy, sabi niya, give me that hill country. Bakit gusto niya yung Hebron? By the way, the name of Hebron is Kiryat Arba. Ibig sabihin ng Kiryat, city, Arba means either four or one of the giants whose name is Arba. Pareho silang tama eh. Kasi may apat na giants, si Arba sa kanyang tatlong anak niya. Can you imagine lalabanan ni Caleb yun? Pero bakit niya gusto ang Hebron? Kasi doon nakalibing si Abraham, si Isaac, si Jacob. Yon ay kanila. Wala pa ni Jerusalem noon. Yon ay kanila. Bigay ng Diyos yon. So siya, kukunin niya kung ano yung binigay ng Diyos. Alam niyo, kaya maraming mga ministry ngayong puno ng luha at saka sakit. Pinipilit mong kunin yung ministry, hindi na para sa iyo eh. No. Parang sa next generation yun eh. Diba? Gusto mo pang panghawakan. Si David, gustong-gusto niya. Sabi niya kay Nathan, you know, gawa tayo ng temple ni God. Kasi tuwing nakikita ko yung temple doon sa labas, nababagbag yung loob ko eh. Hari ako, pero may palasyo ako, tapos yung Ark of God. Sabi sa kanya ni Nathan, okay yan, okay yan. Ano sabi ni God? Hindi okay. Hindi okay. Bakit? Okay, on one hand, because your hands are full of blood. Man of war kay. Pero on the other hand, ito gospel. God does not want you to build a temple for Him because God wants Himself to build a temple for you. The word Beth, house, can be translated temple or dynasty. And David wanted to build a temple for God. But God wanted to build a dynasty for him. Kaya yung last word natin dito sa handout, I like to attribute to Nancy Guthrie. I don't have to build a tower. I don't have to build a tower to find my way to God. God has come down in the person of Jesus Christ. Let me paraphrase. I don't have to build a tower or a name for myself because God has come down in Christ to build me a tower and a name for myself. Hindi ko kailangan itanyag ang pangalan ko kasi kay Kristo, siya na magtatanyag ng pangalan ko. Sabi niya kay Abraham, I will make your name great. Yung Tower of Babel people, let us build a tower for ourselves. Pero si God, sabi kay Abraham, I will make a name for you. Makaiba eh. And then, quoting from C.S. Lewis, Clive Staple Lewis, if we find ourselves with this desire that nothing in the world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that we were made for another world. Yung bang pagka may nagpapa-counsel sa'yo at sinabi na, Pastor, bakit ganito ang buhay ko? May pangalan ako, may pera ako, sikat ako. Pero parang kulang pa. Kulang pa. Ano sagot natin dun? Ganito ang sagot ng mga moralist. Alam mo kung bakit kulang? Kasi yung kasalanan ka eh. Walang good news dun eh. Pero pag sinabi nilang, nakuha ko na lahat, para akong rich young ruler, bata, mayaman, magaling, politiko, ano pang kulang ko? Alam mo, ang ganda sagot niya. Alam mo, kasi hindi ka lang pang mundong ito. Pang mundo ka, na yung blessings na meron ka dito, magiging kompleto. Would you really come? Would you want to enter that world? O di, sabihin mo yung kay Nicodemus, you can be part of that world if you become born again. Meron kayong question? By the way, yung hinahanap natin kanina, I like to apologize, hindi pala wala. Our secretariat is doing very well. Tingnan natin yung page 7. nalimutan ko na to kasi nung ginagawa ko to, alas dos na ng umaga. Ang ginawa ko pala dito, contrast, contrast, contrast. So, yung session 3B, can you kindly change the title, The Grace of God Amidst Tragedies. The Grace of God Amidst Tragedies, plural. Unang tragedy, the tragedy of unacceptable worship. So, ano dun yung grace? Yung letter B, ang grace. Na dapat, hindi, pwede namang hindi sagutin ni God si Cain. Pero sinagot niya, binigyan niya ng explanation. At binigyan niya, katulad ng report ng isang group, ng warning. Ano sabi? Sin is crouching at the door and its desire is to control you, is to master you, but you must master it. Then number two, the tragedy of violence against the brother. So he murdered his brother. Pero yung chastisement, hindi naman pinatay ni God si Cain. Ginawa lang niyang vagrant and wanderer. At alam natin, pagka ginawa ka ni God na vagrant and wanderer, hahanapin ka ni God. Number three, the tragedy of unrepentant heart. So again, yung letter B, yun yung grace. Palitan natin yung word na mercy kasi yung sermon natin tungkol sa grace. So the grace of the Lord against the complainer. Tapos, yung, the tragedy of increasing sinfulness. The start of proud polygamy. The start of proud violence. By the way, yung isang group, sinabi nila na ang cause of the flood, yung polygamy at saka violence. So si Lamech, siya yung starter eh. Siya yung unang nag-violate ng marriage, one and one. Siya rin yung unang nag-perpetuate ng violence. If Cain is avenged sevenfold, I will be avenged 70 times 7. Tapos, dun sa number four, tragedy of increasing sinfulness, yung grace ni God is God allowed men to call upon His name. God allowed men to call upon His name. And then the tragedy of death, ito yung na-miss ko, letter A, death has surely come or came upon mankind. So 10 times, he died, he died, he died, he died. Pero ang grace, he spares his people from death. So dalawa sila, yung isa si Enoch at saka si Noah. So ang ending ko will be ABC, rehearsing what came before. Pero ang final ending ko, yung letter C, what is meant by walking with God? What is meant by walking with God? Are you walking with God? Again, how many of you like to walk with God? So, doon papasok ang gospel. So, salamat sa inyong interaction. At bago kayo umalis, may assignment ulit tayo. Alam nyo, pag natapos natin to next week, lahat tayo tumatrabaho, itatrabaho din ako. Can you imagine may series kayo ng Genesis? Oh. Diba? So itong grupo na to, tandaan niyo yung mga faces nyo ha. Ang inyong assignment ay Genesis 12 to 21. Ngayon, bibigyan ko na kayo ng team para hindi na kayo mahirapan. Kasi, you know what I saw here? Nagsisimula na kayong makuha yung big idea or theme na sinasabi ni Haddon Robinson. So next week, ang goal naman natin is to help you develop the skill to break down your team. No? Ngayon, pag binreak down yung team na yon, you can preach that in one sermon or you can preach it in a series of sermon. So itong group na to, ang topic nyo is God's friendship with Abraham. Genesis 1:21. So, ang topic natin itong friendship. Yan. Dito naman, Genesis 22 to 25, challenges to the son of Abraham or to the children of Abraham. At alam niyo, si Isaac yun. Challenges to the children of Abraham. Tapos yung 22 to 25. Tapos this group, Genesis 27 to 35. Ang topic natin dito, exciting. Jacob's wrestlings, plural. Jacob's wrestlings with God. Yeah. Tapos, alam nyo lang sa inyo, ito, Genesis 27, 35. Itong group na to is Genesis 37 and then lundag hanggang ending ng 50, the dream narratives of Joseph. The dream narratives. Or the dreams of Joseph. Genesis 39 to 50. Okay? O sige, 37. 37 to 50. Pwede nyo iskipan yung 38. So wala nang question? Thank you for the privilege to be here.